Online shopping has been steadily rising for years. But in the wake of a pandemic, it's no surprise that e-commerce is booming. Now, Winrock International and the Walton Family Foundation are launching a project to help small businesses in Northwest Arkansas keep up online. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
As we inch ever closer to the hope of a post-COVID-19 world, you might look around and notice the landscape of almost everything has changed. And that's certainly the case for retail, because where people spend their money is shifting more and more to virtual stores. A Recovery Insights report from the credit card company MasterCard showed that in 2020, one of every $5 consumers spent in the U.S. went to an online platform. That's up from one of every $7 in 2019. And as online shopping becomes the norm, local brick-and-mortar stores need to have e-commerce options just to keep up. Lindsley Kincaid is the Senior Director of U.S. Programs at Winrock International, a nonprofit development organization based in Little Rock.
You know, we're seeing a lot of storefronts needing to move to online platforms to ensure support or success throughout the pandemic.
So Winrock's latest effort, the Small Business E-Commerce Local Learning Project, or SELL, is addressing just that.
You know, building and managing and maintaining a website can be daunting, and in good times, often comes with a high price tag, requires ongoing maintenance and upkeep. And so our hope here is that we're able to provide the support to these small businesses to get those off the ground.
The SELL program will work with 150 small businesses in Northwest Arkansas to set up online services and then train employees on how to manage and grow their e-commerce sites. Kincaid says the project is funded with help from the Walton Family Foundation and will be of no cost to the participants.
One of the biggest things that we really request is that the small business owner be willing to invest time and not money so that we can provide training both through workshops, which small business owners would be expected to attend. And those workshops are going to be focused on things like search engine optimization, but also, you know, business fundamentals. And so we would want that investment of time by the small business owners so that we can provide the necessary support to ensure survival through the pandemic.
According to Clutch, a market research firm, 46% of American businesses don't have a website or any online retail option. And Kincaid says while she believes the pandemic boosted online shopping as a necessity, she believes this trend will continue.
So we were seeing that before the pandemic. We're seeing it during the pandemic. I expect it will continue. You're losing access to additional customers. This project in particular is built around a platform that encourages small businesses to benefit from each other's customer base. So it's kind of an interesting approach to customer development. You know, we want them to thrive and survive so that we have really bustling environments all over the state of Arkansas.
She says incorporating these online services isn't just a smart move for businesses looking to make more revenue. The sooner businesses get online, the sooner the region's economy will see a sustained impact.
To see gross revenue increase, the numbers of customers served, numbers of employees, we would hope to see maybe as small businesses grow, additional employees brought on, but also retaining existing employees. So, you know, I think we're hoping really to see just an overall bustling small business environment that keeps those doors open and allows them to grow in the way they want to.
She says the SELL project will give business owners and employees training with digital tools like search engine optimization, website building platforms, and social media, but will also help them reinforce business fundamentals.
One of the primary roles of that is to complete what we call a lean canvas, which is a one-page business plan that outlines problems and the solution for the small business. And we want to provide that one-on-one training to make sure small businesses are prepared with their own business plans. We're going to do that long-term consultation as well. We want to make sure that each business is getting something tailored to their need. The long-term mentoring and support will happen through kind of a cohort-based training, but it will be based on what each individual business needs so that we're solving distinct problems that are not going to be the same for every small business.
Kincaid says WinRock will start recruiting businesses in Northwest Arkansas this month to enroll in the program. And applications are available now for any small business owner online at sellnwa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.